Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan.
So yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain.
Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain.
Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man.
When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man.
And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us.
And though you play with money, we still know that you below us.
Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up.
Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures.
If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim.
So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, April the 8th of 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we'll continue with part three. We'll probably wrap it up today. I just want to drop a few more nuggets in your lap about my book. That's one of the 10 books and part of the 2015 10-book esoteric series. This book is called Magnum Opus. Magnum Opus is a Latin phrase or Latin word that means the great work. Hopefully you've been following along in the series that you over, under, and understand that we are talking about how humanity operates under this basic formula of creation. Now, I just use the word formula for lack of a better word or lack of a better term, not necessarily a formula at all. It's what we call salvation. It is this ability to understand the difference between the Yahed Vahed and the Yahweh Shin Vahe, which is the Technogrammaton and the Pentagrammaton. Now, we want to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify. Yesterday, we talked about the Latin cross, and we know that Latinization is Satanization. So we want to talk about fire, water, air, and earth, the four elements that leads to the pathway of what some call evolution. Some calls the pathway of divinity. There are many different pathways, if you will. The two pathways that we are discussing today is Yahweh-Vaheh and Yahweh-Shin-Vaheh. The name signifies the four elements of creation, how it is infused with spirit. So Shin represents spirit. So we have the Yahweh-Vaheh, and then we have the Yahweh-Shin-Vaheh. I've written a book about the case of the missing Shin and how the Shin spirit has been replaced with sin, flesh. And it is this under over and understanding that if you don't understand that all creation, at least most of creation, has been infused with the Shin or the spirit. So the letter Shin is also called in some cultures, in some esoteric circles, as the triple flame. It represents the sign of the Ruach or the Pneuma of the Holy Spirit. But when we talk about this subject, we must under over and understand that this encapsulates what we call, what I call, the great work. So when we talk about the great work, that's what we are talking about, the difference between the technogrammaton and the pentagrammaton. Most people don't over understand the difference between the two, therefore they can't accomplish the great work. So when we talk about the great work, although it is a Latinization, although it is an esoteric term, we must understand the significance of the name or the lack thereof. This is the foundation of the great work. For example, in Exodus chapter 3, verse 13, I'm paraphrasing, but Moses is asking God, what is his name? So we notice there in Exodus 3 that Moses is not asking, what should I call you? Rather, he's asking, who are you? Moses is asking, what are you like? Moses is asking, what is your characteristics? What is your essence? Now, let me overstate that again. In the book of Exodus, Moses asks God, what is his name? So man is name, and name is man. So what Moses was asking is, what is your purpose, God? What is your destiny, God? What is your diakonia? That's what God responded. God replies that he is eternal, and that he is God, and that he's all-powerful, that he's I am. That I am. So God did not respond with a name because Moses didn't ask him his name. Moses asked God, what is your purpose? What's your destiny? What's your diakonia? So let me ask you that same question that God asked Moses. What is your purpose? What is your destiny? What is your diakonia? So if you don't understand, my brother and my sister, the great work starts with your name. So I do name reports every day, all day. I talk to people who don't under, over, and understand the magnitude of what I do. I tried to express, expose, and expand that to my group last night. I don't know if they got it. I hope, I pray to God that they do. Now, I have a book called Dare to Be You. In that book, anybody listening to this show, I'll send you a copy of that book, you know, today only for free. Because in that book, it talks about, one chapter of the book talks about the power of your name. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, because I lose everybody when I talk about the magnum opus. Now, magnum opus is the great work of decoding the name. Let me say that again. Magnum opus is the great work of decoding the name. Let me say that again. Magnum opus, a part of it, is for you to sit down in your isolation tent. You, your brain, and your God. No TV, no Reverend Dr. Bishop. No Master Teacher 33, you, piece of paper, a light, if you need to see, and you communicating with God so that way he can drop and deposit inside of your spirit. That's the great work. You see, my brothers and sisters, it's not a mystery. It's actually pretty simple. We make simple things complex. So the sign and the symbol of the tetragrammaton has to do with the five stars or the five star points of the technogrammaton. Now, brothers and sisters, this is really deep. There's no way I'm going to go through the Technogrammaton and the Penta and the Pentagrammaton and the difference between the Kundalini pentagram and the esoteric Kundalini technogram or tetramogram or tetramogrammaton. Now, a symbol from its beginning represents, or this symbol represents perfection. It represents the perfect harmony or unity or marriage between the five different points. So we see a five-pointed star. Now, the Freemasons got one. Satanists got one. You know, those who are Jews that are not Jews, who say that they're Jews, but they ain't Jews, they got one. The Rosicrucians got one. Everybody got one. But the Technogrammaton and the Pentagrammaton is totally different. This expresses how the spirit dominates the other elements of nature. Let me say that again. It expresses, at least the Pentagrammaton, expresses how the spirit, the Ruach, the Pneuma, dominates the four elements. The four elements don't dominate the spirit or the Ruach. So Yahushua represents the Pentagrammaton. But if we don't understand what that means, we'll buy into the esoteric pentagram. We'll buy into the flaming star. We'll buy into one of the other mantras or Kundalini magical circles that is black magic. It is a pentagram with a circle around it. But see, the pentagram, the true pentagram, is elevated. It is superior because it contains the very Ruach or the Spirit of God. But if we don't understand that, what you will have is a watered-down version of the original. So the Cosmogrator understands that. The four Hebrew sacred letters from right to left is called the Tetragrammaton. These are the four consonants that are translated into the four elements. That is the unpronounceable name of God. Now, the only problem that we have to consider is which God? Because there are many gods, contrary to popular belief. And what the great work is that you are shuffling through all of the lesser deities to find the supreme deity. So the meaning of the word technogrammaton has to do with the controlling influence of bad institutions. Let me say that again. The controlling influence over bad institutions. And so when we talk about the technogrammaton and the pentagrammaton, we're talking about the ability for the spirit to have control over bad ether or bad institutions. And if we don't understand this basic magic word or mantra that the Kabbalah uses, that's what the Kabbalah calls it, then we don't understand how the Word of God has power over air, fire, earth, water, and the fifth element, which is plasma or ether. So the Ruach, the Pneuma, or the Spirit, again, inside of the Tetragram, has power over what they call the Kundalini, sexual alchemy, spiritual alchemy, the Egyptian Osiris, Hermes, Sufism, Prenolism, Saturnalia, all of these, my brothers and sisters, are subject to. But the problem is we don't understand the work, the great work. Now, when I started talking about this series, the original intent was to break down the truth about Yahweh and Jehovah, to take the mask off of Christianity, Constantine version. But that's inside of my book. So you need to pick up a copy of the book so that you can understand that God did not give Moses his name. He gave him his characteristics. Exodus 22:18 says, "Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live." When we look at the Judeo-Christian, again, Judaism, which is where Christianity comes from, we will find it can be used as an extreme tool of fear to keep people away from the truth. Let me say that again. Very dangerous. So Constantine's version of Christianity is a fear-based tool to keep people away from the truth. Let me say that again. Very, very important. You can't do the great work because you're afraid of it. People are afraid of the great work because they don't understand, because the great work in Jewish mysticism or Jewish magic or magnetics, or again, the magic net. The word magnet means magic net. The word magic is not spelled M-A-G-I-C. It's M-A-G-I-C-K. This word, my brothers and sisters, again, has been watered down. So that way you are buying into a Gentile version of Christianity, a Pauline version. That's another study for another time. It's very, very important, my brothers and sisters, to understand that the ancients knew the power of the mind, and they invented characters or characteristics that have pagan undertones. And this has extreme mass control or psychic energy. And this mass control or this psychic energy or this Saturnalia is based upon Odin, O-D-I-N. So Odin hung from a tree. Now, again, that's another study for another time. Set was crucified on a tree. That's another study for another time. Buddha sat beneath what is called the boa or the great serpent or the tree of enlightenment. Another study for another time. All I'm saying is that Christianity and all of these former Gentile stories have now been introduced through Ashtaroth, or through Ashtaroth. Now, everybody knows, or at least most people know, that Ashtar or Ishtar is a Canaan deity that's found in the Samaritan text. Also goes by the name of Ililia, a Babylonian god. Ishtar, Assyrians. Ashtar, Ashtaroth. All of these names are inside of the Bible. What about Isis, Aset? These are Egyptians. What about the Phoenicians? They had Ashtaroth. What about the Ugaritic text? They had Anat. All of these entities or deities are the same deity, just different names. And that entity or that deity slithered into Christianity in the form of Beelzebub. So Ashtaroth is Beelzebub's, quote unquote, according to some circles, daughter. Now, the reason why I'm bringing up Ashtaroth is because Ashtaroth is missing one of the names that's mentioned inside of the Bible. So a lot of times I talk about stuff that's outside of the Bible, and I lose Christians, so I gotta translate it so that way you can understand it by referencing something that's inside of the Bible. So when the Romans sacked Jerusalem in 70 CE, the Romans took over, and that's where Vespasian and his son Titus burned all of the books of the true Christianity and true Judaism, and they came up with a new fictitious Constantine version of Judaism. That, my brothers and sisters, is the diluting. That is the great work. The great work is to cipher through all of the muck and the mire and realize that the World Council of Churches is a Luciferian organization that controls most Christian churches. And so we must understand that there is a psychic energy, there is a hex, a triune hex that I've talked about on many, many shows. This triune hex has obliterated the true characteristics of God. So don't worry about the true name of God. Worry about the true spirit of God, the Hashem. And so once we understand that there is a overt effort to destroy the true authentic gospel by having us debate over the names and having us get to a point where we either have a nameless God or we have a pagan God. Either way, the enemy wants to get you to a place where you are confused because there's so much overabundance of information. That's what's going on today. There's so much information out there, nobody knows what to believe. How do you cipher through all of this stuff? The only way that you cipher through all of this stuff, my brothers, is through magnum opus, the great work. What does that mean? The Ruach, the Pneuma. The Ruach and the Pneuma, the Holy Spirit, is the only way for you to understand the threefold law of return that we talked about yesterday, so you can avoid the corruption that is found in most of Christianity today. Now you say, Brother Will, what do you mean by corruption? Well, let me overstate this, and let me state this with as much emphatic energy as I can muster. Anytime you do anything that is fear-based, it is not of creation. It's not of God. Let's put it that way. Let me say that again. Anytime that you do anything that's fear-based, what happened in Christian history during the Crusades? Have you ever done any research on the history of modern-day Christendom and how it came to be? Now, brothers and sisters, I'm talking about Constantine version of what we have today. The great work is understanding the difference between what Constantine did and what existed before Constantine showed up, and what existed in Ur, U-R, and Chaldean and Babylon, and what existed after they left Ur. Now, what the enemy is and what the enemy has done is he presented you many different gods. All of them are on the same team. It's just like the Republicans and the Democrats. It's the same thing that's going on right now. So the technogrammaton and the pictogrammaton is one of the things that you must study to show yourself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth. This name signifies the four elements of creation infused with the Spirit of God. So if you have Yahweh and you don't have the Shin, you have four elements, but it's not infused with the Ruach or the Pneuma. The Case of the Missing Shin is one of the 10 books that you need to get your hand on so that you can understand how Shin was replaced by Sin. So S-H-I-N was replaced by S-I-N. Every Reverend Dr. Bishop teaches you to avoid sin. Stop sinning. Therefore, you sin more. Whatever you think about, you bring about. So you are focused on stop S-I-N. You're not focused on S-H-I-N. So by removing that one letter, H, the Holy Spirit, the set-apart spirit, now you got sin. Sin is the absence of something needed. Darkness is the absence of light. Poverty is the absence of wealth. Sin is the absence of the H. S-H-I-N. Shin. It is Yahweh-Shin-Vah-He. It is not Yahweh-Vah-He. Every Reverend Dr. Bishop on the planet has Yahweh-Vah-He. That is great, but there is no Shin. If you look at the Hebrew letters for the technogrammaton, the four letters signifying the material creation, but there is no interjection of the Ruach or the Pneuma. You got Genesis 1 creation. Genesis 2 creation, the breath of life was blown into the technogrammaton to create the pentagrammaton. So you got the technogrammaton, but you don't got the pentagrammaton. How do you conjure up demons? With the technogrammaton. How do you destroy demons? With the pentagrammaton. There is no Reverend Dr. Bishop on the planet I've ever heard since I've been on the planet who teaches or has stated what I just said. 90% of the people listening to this show will not understand what I just said. And you will continue to use the technogrammaton and you're conjuring up demons because it is the creative, it's not the creator. It is devoid of the spirit or the breath or the pneuma of God. Without the breath of God, there is no control over the elements of God. So you got the elements of God, so did Lucifer. He used the elements of God too. God allows him, gave him 7 days. You have the same power. You can use the elements too. You know the biggest crock, the biggest thing is people don't believe that they have power. What I've done in my life, you can do. It's easy stuff. Wealth is not a problem. Money is not an issue. Health is not an issue. People wrestle over wealth, health, and wisdom. Those are non-issues. Gender is not an issue. Sexuality is not an issue. Those are not spiritual concerns. Those are elements that's devoid of spirit. Do you really think God is concerned about your sexuality in heaven when there is no sex? There's no gender. Angels are genderless. So you spend all your life fighting against the LGBT movement. That's a waste of your time. So you spend all your life trying to be a moral man or a moral woman. That is the waste of your time. God doesn't care about your morality. He cares about your causality. He cares about whether or not you have the ruach or the pneuma inside of you. That controls you. So you got sin because you don't have the H. You don't have S-H-I-N. You have S-I-N. We all do. That's the Cosmogrator's plan, for you to live your entire life in sin. He's not interested in restoring. So he convolutes the 5 points or the elements. So you have air, you got fire, you got earth, you got water, you got plasma now, you got ether. But you ain't got no control over them. And even if you do have control, you have it based upon the same way I had it, willpower, dilemma. Now, I was very good. I understood the seal of Solomon. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I understood that the male phallus symbol is running rapid in everything on this planned net, and it is sexagram. A hexagram is a sexagram. Grammar is sex magic. Everything is sex. Because that's Lucifer. Lucifer is the invisible, if you want to use that term, spirit of mass, of mass, music, and language. This is his crystallization. This is his domain. He is the little g of the ether, the Luciferian ether, without the shin. So it is our job to understand what is the great work, to get the spirit inside of you. That's the great work. The great work is to receive the Holy Spirit. But the problem is there's a lot of spirits. Some of them ain't holy. The Cosmogrator wants you to receive one of the unholy spirits. Because if there's a Holy Spirit, you can bet your Skippy there's an unholy spirit. What is the unholy spirit? I love the way Friedrich Nietzsche, one of these Nazi guys, he said it. Most people don't understand that Hitler was a devout Christian. Hitler was a devout Christian. One of the things that Hitler said, that the Christian resolve to find the world full of evil and ugly has made the world evil and ugly. How did the world become evil and ugly? Christianity. Let me say that again. I don't know if you understand. The Christian church, brother, the Christian church, sister, has promoted some of the most obscene atrocities in the history of mankind. Child rape, molestation. Do you really understand what happened during the Inquisition? If you have not read, if you have not seen, the Inquisition makes the Holocaust look like child play. Christians did this in the name of the Christian God. Now, that God that promoted the Inquisition, that ain't the God I serve. The Inquisition, under the promotion of the Jewish programming, Judaism, Jewish mysticism, promoted the idolatry or the idolatry of this concept or this ideal. Now, brothers and sisters, it's very important that you understand, because God is not a God. The God I serve is a God of the golden rule. Do unto others as you want them to do unto you. So would you basically do what was done during the Inquisition? I wouldn't do that to my worst enemy. They burned people alive at the stake with their own books. There's photographs of this wheel that they tied people on and stretched them until they popped. They put hooks in people's backs. They had a torture room in the name of God. That was an inquisitional law that replaced common law. And during the Inquisitions, again, the Christian Catholic Church, the Pope, instituted everything that took place during the Inquisition. all of the witch hunts that took place, all of these ungodly stuff, they would rip people's nostrils out. They would impale people. They would, they would break people's knees. They would crush their bones until bone marrow spurted out. They would burn people's feet while they were alive. They would hang people upside down and disembowel them. They would mutilate their genitalia. They would cut their throats. Man, they had this one device that would rip or tear your flesh. You were still alive. What happened during the Inquisition? I can't wrap my brain around. Nobody talks about this. This was done by Christians. This wasn't done by Satanists. This wasn't done by Luciferians. This was done by Bible thumpers. You know what the most dangerous people on the planet are? Bible thumpers. Because they got a belief, but they ain't got no facts to go with their belief. They are all zeal and they have no knowledge. Brothers and sisters, let me end with this. In reality, only you have control over you. And through the power of the Ruach or the Pneuma, you have control. Although it is very limited control, it is some control because your control is given to you by the God of control. Now, that word God is a dangerous word. Why? It's a title. It doesn't mean anything. I say the word God because most people overstand that. But we must get to the elements of God, which is found only, is not found in the Technogrammaton, it's found in the Pentagrammaton, because the Pentagrammaton is the Technogrammaton with the Shin. The Technogrammaton is great. The Pentagrammaton is greater, because the Pentagrammaton is what you need to control the Technogrammaton. The great work is to understand the Pentagrammaton. Everybody listening to this show need to get a copy of this book so that way you can read what is the Pentagrammaton. Now, I've already stated the Pentagrammaton is the Technogrammaton, Yah-Heh-Vah-Heh, with the Shin, S-H-I-N, inserted in the middle. It's Yah-Heh-Shin-Vah-Heh. Anybody using that term, anybody praying to that God, anybody worshiping, anybody has any idea of over understanding the Holy Grail? You see, brothers and sisters, the rabbit trail goes so deep that the Father knows that there is no way you could live 1,000 lifetimes and you could never get to the bottom. It's just an endless search. That's why Solomon said it's vanities of vanities. Solomon understood and came to the same place that I. I don't care how far you go, there's always another layer. So what do? Do you keep researching and researching and researching and researching and researching and researching until you die? No. You get the Shin. Why? The Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you through all of the fluff. That's it. That's the great work. The great work is to receive the true spirit, but you can't. Why come you can't receive the true spirit of God? Because you don't have 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10. You don't have a letheia. You don't have a love of the truth. Now, you say you do. I said I did. 40 plus years, I said I had a love of the truth. And then everything came before the truth. You see, when you have a love of the truth, something happens in your life. Everything else that was more important than not God, the truth. Because God, as we know it, him, her, she, is, how can I put this, not available. Now, I know that's probably contrary to your theology. I understand. God says, I'm out, but I'm going to leave my spirit. That's what Yahushua said. Yahushua said that I must go, but I must go so the Comforter can come. So Yahushua and the Father, they both ain't on this dimension no more. They left the Shin. That's why they removed the Shin. Now, in my book, The Case of the Missing Shin, I reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the letter Shin, and how the esoteric community call it the triple flame, and how in the Bible it's called the Ruach or the Pneuma or the Holy Spirit. But by choosing this name, it shows the way to attainment of divine light, or divine light, or divine life, not light. Yahushua came that you may have life and life more abundantly, not knowledge or light. That's another study for another time. But it is this reason that the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and it will overshadow you, and it will empower you. The same way the Holy Spirit came upon Mary, because it symbolizes the expansion of consciousness. That's what it means. That's why when John baptized Yahushua and the dove came down and the voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." What does that mean esoterically? Christ consciousness. So the Holy Spirit is not, I'm going to get myself in trouble. The Holy Spirit is not what some people believe it is. The Holy Spirit, brothers and sisters, has to do with the Christ consciousness. It is the renouncing of the material world in exchange for the spiritual world. Now, I was talking with my group last night. It's very important because your humanity must expand to encapsulate your divinity. In this dimension, the enemy knows that the purification of the body, the mind, and the emotion is the preparation for the great work, magnum opus. So the enemy knows that your humanity, as long as it's in the way, it inhibits and prevents your divinity. What does that mean? That means as long as I can get you to focus on your flesh, I bottle your spirit. What does that mean? When you do something, remember in the desert, they wanted meat. They kept begging and asking God for meat. God was feeding them manna. God gave them so much meat that guess what? They didn't want no meat no more. So I used to tell people to do what you fear. I don't tell people that no more. I let the Holy Spirit do it. So what does that mean? To the average Joe, what I'm about to say makes no sense. But to a spirit-led believer, it makes a lot of sense. Because the devil uses fear. God uses faith. So what do you fear? You don't do this because you're afraid. What you're afraid of? If you are keeping God's law out of fear, you're not keeping God's law. You're keeping the cosmogrator's fear. Because you don't sin because you're afraid. I don't sin because I have faith. Big difference. My faith empowers my freedom. My fear encapsulates my freedom. So what did I do? I violated every scripture I could find, even ones that wasn't written. And what did I, after I violated every scripture that I could find, guess what happened? Nothing. So you are afraid to do blank. Why? Somebody told you it was wrong. Why? To keep you in a box. Why? To limit your divinity. Why? Your divinity is found in that box. Why? You stay in the dark until you see in the dark. Why? There is no dark. So when you're going to stay in poverty until you realize, damn, there ain't no such thing as poverty. Wow, all this time I've been afraid and there's no such thing as poverty. Do what you fear. Why? Fear is false evidence appearing real. Fear ain't real. And so when you do what you feel like there is no reason to fear. Now, that's a dangerous statement because what it implies for you to violate the law. Exactly. Why? Yahushua came and he fulfilled the law for you. Now, that's contrary to most of the theology. I understand. I don't do morality. I do causality. So I find the cause. What is the cause of fear? Get rid of that. What is the cause? What is the cause of you having a troubled life? What is the cause of you having bad behavior? What is the cause of you feeling bad? Forget the feeling. What causes you to feel bad? Whatever causing you to feel bad, deal with it. I guarantee you it's a thought, because feelings come from thoughts. So there's something that you are thinking that is limiting your divinity. That is why you have to violate your humanity until you can release your divinity. Now, that's a very, very, very deep conversation, and I'm out of time, so there's no way we can go into it. Opus, magnum opus, is the ability to expand your humanity so therefore it can hold your divinity. Your spirit man is so powerful that your earth man is limiting it. So until this earth man dies, you need to expand your earth man to house your spirit man. Your humanity is limiting your divinity. You got to expand your humanity till it can hold your divinity. How do you expand your humanity? You expand your humanity by violating your humanity. What does that mean? Everything that humanity holds is non-spiritual. Let me say that again. I'm almost out of time. This is very important. Let me say this, and let me be crystal clear. Everything that you humanly are worried about doesn't exist in the spirit realm. How much, now again, God is spirit. Those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So how much time does God spend on developing your humanity? Zero. Why are you wasting time on it? Why are you wasting time trying to be humanly good when you should be spiritually powerful? Your humanity is of no consequence now until it's transformed into a glorified. But until that date, your job is to walk in the spirit, so you cannot, will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But the devil got you walking in the flesh so that you cannot and will not fulfill the word and the power of the spirit. Well, how do you walk in the flesh? By trying to limit the flesh. You're so worried about not doing A, B, C, and D in your flesh. That's taking mental real estate that should be occupied by your spirit. So forget about your flesh. Focus on your spirit. Walk in the spirit. You cannot and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That is the great work. That is magnum opus. Magnum opus is expanding your spiritual compass by ignoring the limits of your human capacity. Your spirituality overwhelms your humanity. God knows that. That's why God has made allowances for you. God knows that the spirit, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is strong. So when your spirit, when your flesh fails, God knows that you are justified, just as if you had never failed. God knows that you are glorified. That means that you glow. How do you glow? What you know makes you grow. When you grow, that makes you glow. You can't go because you don't grow. You don't grow because you don't know. And so you're spending time on non-issues. So you want to go march in front of a abortion clinic. That's a waste of time. So you want to go and you want to pick up some political agenda. That's a waste of time. Or you want to go and pick it against the gays and the lesbians. That's all humanity. That's all smokescreen. That's what the devil wants you to do. The devil wants you to spend all your time marching out in front of the LGBT movement instead of on your knees in a spiritual encounter with God. Everybody needs an isolation tent. You need to go to a place where there's you and the Father and chill. Forget what's going on in the world. Forget what's going on the news. You and God. I do this all day, every day. How do I do it? It's me, myself, and I. My thoughts and God. No TV, no radio, no music, no internet, me and God. Try that for a couple of days. I guarantee you, you will blow your cookies. My brothers and my sisters, this is Dr. Will Rogers. Again, this was just a brief, again, glimpse into my book, Magnum Opus. This book I do not sell by itself. It's only included inside of the 10-set series.